Ask your smart speaker or device to skip through the podcast using the following timestamps. For the trailer, skip to minute 121. For the intro, skip to minute 220. For what is baby step number 4, skip to minute 304. For why should you save before investing, skip to minute 327. For all about investing, skip to minute 412. For using the Ramsey Retirement Calculator, skip to minute 706. For how do I create a budget for investing, skip to minute 754. For what is a reasonable amount to expect on annual returns on investments, skip to minute 859. For what does 30 years of investing look like, skip to minute 931. For how does compound interest work, skip to minute 1135. For choosing between entrepreneurship and retirement investing, skip to minute 1217. For staying on track with your retirement goals, skip to minute 1651. For do you feel like it's too late to invest, skip to minute 2050. For closing statements, skip to minute 2224. To repeat timestamps, ask your smart speaker to skip to minute 0. Are you ready to turn your business dreams into reality? Then this podcast is your ultimate guide. Join us as we take you on an exciting journey through the world of entrepreneurship, one number at a time. We'll explore different industries, break down the numbers, and provide you with the tools and resources you need to succeed. From Dave Ramsey's baby steps to my own entrepreneurial journey, we'll share our experiences and insights to help you build a strong foundation for your business. But this podcast isn't just for beginners. Even if you're a seasoned entrepreneur, you'll learn new strategies and techniques to take your business to the next level. This is Figuring the Figures for Entrepreneurs by Stickman. Subscribe now to our podcast and start your journey to success. Welcome back to another episode of Figuring the Figures. I am your host, Stickman, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about baby step number 4. Baby step number 4 is pretty much Dave Ramsey's 4th step into building wealth. And it's all about investing your money into retirement. 4, 5, and 6 are actually supposed to be done all together. We'll go ahead and talk about baby step number 4, and then when we're done, we're going to talk about baby step 5 and 6, just so you know what you're aware of and what you need to do as long as you're following the Dave Ramsey baby steps and while you're doing baby step number 4. What is baby step number 4? Baby step number 4 is actually investing 15% of your money into retirement. Here is where if you're running a business and you're taking your chances to invest in your business and invest in yourself, then you would invest this amount into your business. The reason why you would want to start baby step number 4 after baby step number 3 is because now you have a cushion of 3 to 6 months of expenses in case you lose your job or you're just following behind on your pretty much overall expenses. And if you're ever investing in a business, you know that there's unpredicted amounts of spending that will take effect. So you will have to make sure you have something to fall back on. You have 3 to 6 months of expenses to do that, to plan for another thing. Or if you want to play the safe route, just go ahead and invest 15% of your income into retirement. Why is investing for retirement important? Well, we all know that Social Security is not enough to fund your retirement. What you will get from Social Security will probably be enough to feed you, right? And then the earlier you start investing, the more time your money has to grow compound interest. If you keep your money into let's say, for example, S&P 500, the S&P is pretty much the market. And on average, it returns about 11%, I want to say. If you're aware of the average rate of inflation, that would be about 3%, 4%, let's say. So you subtract 11 minus 4%, you get about 7 or 8%. And that is pretty much what you will have to plan yourself to live off of, aside from any pensions or any other investment you have done through your life, you'll live off about 8%. So the sooner you're able to invest into your retirement plan, the more you'll have by the time you're able to retire. And that just falls into giving you financial security in later years. You never know what might happen. It's best to just be able to have something to fall back on in case by the time you're able to retire, you're not relying on running a business or trying to scratch up some savings to make a living and whatnot. So this is why it's very important to start as soon as you can. But the reason why Dave Ramsey also recommends that you wait until you have a 3 to 6 months of expenses is because anything can happen at any given time. You're planning for your future after you've set yourself up to make sure if anything happens now, you're secure. The next question is how to start investing into your retirement. Well, you start out by figuring how much you need to save for retirement. The common goal Dave Ramsey sets for people investing into retirement is invest until you have $1 million into your retirement savings. We would break it down to living off of 8% out of $1 million is $80,000 a year. If you're making $80,000 a year, you should be fine. The average American makes about half of that. So when you have $1 million in a retirement account, you're making twice as much as the average income, which is $80,000. The average income is $40,000, $45,000. You would consider factors such as your retirement age, life expectancy, and estimated living expenses. How would we calculate how much we need to put into a retirement savings account based upon how old we are and now what age we want to retire? We can do the math real quick. I will just have to pull up a calculator that does the compound interest calculations for me in a certain amount of years. Considering I'm putting a consistent amount into that account. I'll pull up a retirement calculator here on the internet, and I actually got it from the Ramsey site. So I'll put my information in. I'm currently 27. I plan to retire at, let's say, 55. How much money do you currently have in investments? This should be the total of your investments accounts, including 401ks, IRAs, mutual funds, etc. Let's say we have zero because our emergency funds are exactly for emergencies. How much will you contribute monthly? According to our budget here, and the budget is as we follows, which is what I showed you in the last episode. We can run through that real quick based on a $1,000 income on a weekly basis. Now that we've gotten through our 3 to 6 months of expenses, maybe I want to have some more fun. I want to go out more because now I have a little bit of financial freedom. So let's try to make this as follows. Instead of $50 for our fund money, we're going to put $45, and then $45 for our family fund, which is a total of $90 of pretty much fun. We're not saving anything. Everything is going to go to our expenses because we've reached our goal of saving. Maybe we bought term life insurance. Our health insurance is already taken out from our check. Let's say our average at my age, we're probably paying $20 a month. So I'll go ahead and put $5 for our weekly term life insurance expenses. Now we'll only be able to invest $155 instead of $200. That is our new budget. $155 instead of $200. The calculator is asking us how much can we contribute on a monthly basis. So if we're not investing into our business and we're only investing into our retirement, we're investing $620 a month. What do you think your annual return will be? This is the return your investment will generate over time. Historically, the 30-year return of the S&P 500 has been roughly 10 to 12%, as I was saying, 11% earlier. That's an average. If we do what Dave Ramsey recommends, which is putting money into mutual funds, good growth, and all that good stuff, the average rate of return would be 15%. So if I have, let's just say, $1,000 into my current investments. Woo! In 28 years of investing $620 a month, my retirement account by the age I'm 55 will have $3 million, $3.2 million. You only contribute $208,000 from that balance because the growth is $3 million. throughout the compound interest from all the years you've consistently put $620 every month. That's a crazy amount. $3 million? Instead of having $1 million, you have $3 million and you're able to live off of 80% off of that. That is $240,000 a year that you would be able to live off of. If you're my age and you invest $620 into your retirement and you retire at 55. That's crazy. Let's just say we add 5 more years. That's double that. That's 6 million, almost 7 million, 6.8 million. That's a 33-year investment. Living off of $500,000 a year is very doable. And I'm not making about almost $70,000 a year, let's say, being able to put $620 a month. We've done that math. We've looked at those numbers. Maybe on our weekly basis, $155 does not seem like a lot. But when you break it down and you show how much you're able to save and put into all these other categories, it's very doable. Even if you're only putting in half of that, which is 70, 80 bucks, right? $70, 75. That's very doable. On a weekly basis, you can spend $75 going out to eat or going out with your friends or, you know, just doing all of that. Now, you did see that the overall contributions throughout those 30 years, you only put in about $200,000, $250,000 into that account and you made $6 million because of compound interest. Now, how does compound interest work? If you have $1 million in a retirement account, let's just say that your account made $80,000 because that's what you take, you know, after whatever needs to be taken out. By the end of that year, you're still going to have $1 million because you only used the $80,000 that you made throughout that year. That's how that works. That's how retirement works. That's how compound interest works. When you're running a business, it can work the same way. The flexibility or the advantage and disadvantage of running a business is that you pretty much have a retirement account available to you to work with, and you have more control over it. You might margin 30% profits at the end of the year, but you do have to make expenses, business expenses. You might only be able to take home half of that, which is also 15%. And that's outperforming the S&P, right? You'll get lucky if your business can run that successfully for over 30 years. A lot of people like to take that risk because a lot of people, instead of investing the S&P 500, they're investing in the S&ME. And if you believe in yourself more than you believe in the stock market, shoot your shot. This is the opportunity to shoot your shot. Those $75, $155, put it into your business. You might want to do both and put $75 into a retirement account. And then the other 80, the remaining 80, you might want to put into your business. $80 a week is not too bad. $80 a week times 4 is actually $320 a month. Let's pull up that calculator again and let's see how much we would make at the end of the 33 years with just putting $75 instead of $155 into that retirement account. I will contribute $300 a month and I'm averaging about 15%. You got $3 million by the time you retire. If anything goes wrong and you're investing $80 into your actual business, by the time you're 60 and your business is not worth $3 million, not that you failed, because you put out a purpose, you put out a reason why your business is so successful. You live the purpose. If you feel like you work every day and you live your purpose every day at that job, at your 9-to-5, at that corporate job, at that office, at for that person, for that, whatever it may be, and you feel fulfilled and you feel like you're living your purpose, then by all means, go ahead and put all of your investments into retirement, because you can make double of that. Putting in $620 a month into retirement, actually, $620, you'll have $6 million. That is a lot of money. See, by just putting in $75 a week for 33 years, I only contributed $118,000. That's a house. And in 30 years, I have $3 million. That's not $1 million. That's $1 million times three. That is why it is very crucial to invest in your future, because you don't want to be working until you're 80 unless you're living your purpose. If you want to download this template of the budget that I'm using here on my screen, just go to stickman.com/budget, put in your email, and you will receive an email with this template here. You can copy and duplicate it to edit and add your own thing to it. Again, as I said in the last episode, I can add a table to where we're listing all of our expenses, and then we will put it in here to where it automatically categorizes it for you, and it does the math, it adds it up, and it tells you how much you're overspending in that category or underspending in that category. So for example, in your housing, you might just pay rent, so that's easy. Your utilities, you might have 3 or 4 utility bills, so that other table will have 3 or 4 columns, 3 or 4 rows, and you just put in each bill in each row, and then it'll pretty much put it in here in this category for you, as well as with the following categories. How to stay on track with your retirement goals? You'll have to, more than likely by this time, consider investing in a financial pro, a financial advisor. I'm more of a financial coach, and the difference is that financial coach is not able to give you legal advice on what to do with your money and your investments and where to put your money where. I'm just coaching you on how to take control of your money and be able to break down your budget, analyze your budget, control your budget, put a name to every dollar in your budget and whatnot. A financial advisor is going to give you more in-depth information about what a 401k is, about what a Roth IRA is, a traditional IRA, and stuff like that. They'll be able to explain all that stuff for you. And the good thing about a financial advisor is that most of the time, they only charge a percent on the money you have them control with you. I wouldn't say for you, because you're supposed to have control over your money. You're supposed to be able to tell your financial advisor what you want to be done. It's not supposed to be where he tells you or she tells you, this is where your money is going, this is where it's not going, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, they're supposed to help you understand what your money is doing. You're supposed to understand it, and you're supposed to know why you're doing it. Not just have faith in some person to be like, oh, they're making the right decision for me. Every situation is different. That's why they sit with you and talk to you and say, hey, considering your situation, your circumstances, according to the Dave Ramsey baby steps, and according to where you are now financially, this is the best thing to do. I cannot do that for you. I'm not the one to do that for you. I'm the one to tell you, hey, you're overspending in the categories listed here. And I will have to tell you where you need to cut down to be able to save more, to be able to invest more, to be able to blah, blah, blah more. It's kind of like a financial advisor is not going to tell you how you should spend your needs. It's kind of like telling you a financial coach like me is not going to tell you how to spend your needs category. A financial advisor would be like, well, you do need this, and this is where you would make the best out of your money if you put it here, put it there, whatnot. That's just giving you an example compared to what is done with your investment money. You should be able to maximize your contributions every year. On every kind of account, there's a limit and certain rules that you have to follow, which a financial advisor knows. And they'll tell you, look, this is how you can make the best out of it. Like, there's so many tricks that you can do by, like, rolling over accounts into another account under certain circumstances and stuff like that. That's where they're able to tell you, like, hey, make this money move. You make the best of your money. And of course, avoid touching your retirement savings for non-retirement expenses. So don't take out of your retirement to go buy a car. Don't take out of your retirement to go and buy a house and stuff like that. That's more of a still financial advisor, suggestion, advice, or whatnot. I'm just giving you general information on what they might or might not say compared to the situation you're in and based upon the best case scenario. Now, a lot of people are like, well, I'm too old to invest into retirement. I need something quicker. And it's never too late. It's never too late to start investing into retirement. You might be, let's say, 40 years. You're going to be able to have about $1.5 million, maybe. Let's just double check that math, because that compound interest is actually what saves us. I'm 40 and I want to retire by 60, and I have $1,000 in my savings or my invested account. I will contribute $620 monthly, and on average I'll make 15%. That's about $1 million, $950,000. And you only put in $150,000 in 15 years and your growth was $800,000. It's never too late. I'd rather that than nothing. You might want to consider upping your investment. You might want to consider, by the time you're 40, you probably don't go out as much or spend as much going out than I do. So you might, you know, contribute $700, $800. It just all depends on your situation, a month. And you might want to consider that, or you might want to consider retiring at 65. At 70, if you really love your career, you know, you might want to do that if you're not able to fully financially get to your goal of retirement. So right now, my goal is at least $1 million, because I do want to run a business. I do want to own a couple properties for rental properties. So $1 million would be just fine for me, my situation. My goals, my vision, right? Now, again, I am just a financial coach. I've broken down the numbers for you. You figured out a couple figures with me. I really appreciate you. That's it for today on baby step number 4. And stay tuned for our next episode on baby step number 5. Thanks for listening to Figuring the Figures by Stickman. For any episode notes, links, or descriptions, go to stickman.com/podcast, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.